I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Deborah Buchanan.
My name is Deborah Buchanan. I am a local artist. I am represented by the Collector's Corner at the Toledo Museum of Art.
Deborah works in a variety of mediums. She makes drawings and paintings in charcoal, graphite, pastel, oils, and more.
I prefer not to limit myself or pigeonhole myself into a specific genre. If you saw my studio, I have my father built a wall for me, and half the wall is drawing, just tape it right up to the wall and work, and the other half of the wall is where I work on pastels, taped up to the wall, and just have at it. And then I have easels placed around my chair, and I laugh because I describe to people how I sit in an old courtroom rolling chair, and I just roll around the table from one work to the next work, or roll around behind me to one work. So For me, I find excitement in the ability to move from one genre to another. It keeps me on my toes, it keeps me thinking, and I can apply what I learn from A to B to C. They all are interconnected as far as I am concerned.
Deborah describes her own artwork as a bold use of light, color, and composition. There's portraiture of familiar faces, still life of teacups and bowls, beautiful vast landscapes, and now, storytelling.
My art has recently taken a more narrative form, so I'm working on a series right now about my father called Story of a Man, and I'm working on a series of paintings about him trying to show his life through still life, not necessarily always portrait, still life mixed with portraits in different variety of mediums to demonstrate how this man has succeeded in life. For me, art helps me on that journey.
That journey began in Toledo, in an area that is not often associated with artists like Deborah, who has earned an abundance of distinctions and awards nationally, regionally, and locally.
I was born and raised in East Toledo. I grew up a poor girl. You know, growing up in East Toledo, we know that sometimes the rest of Toledo kind of looks at us like, you know, not as good as. But, you know, we have become accustomed to that, grown thick skins, and because of that, become a little spunky and tenacious in the fact that we will achieve no matter what anyone thinks of us. So I think that was a good thing for me to experience, because I look maybe a little bit differently at success. There's so many different levels of a success. For me, success is that I achieve the goal I set out to achieve. I've won so many awards and distinctions, and I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to have done that. I teach classes where it's so important for me to be able to influence students to continue painting, to be successful, to see that they can accomplish a goal as an artist and be successful. So success comes in many forms as far as I'm concerned. And yes, growing up in Toledo and East Toledo has been helpful and also a hindrance. This is not, you know, the art hub of the world or the United States. And you deal with what you have to deal with, and you just work around and do what you need to do to achieve what you want to.
And a huge motivator in Deborah's success has been someone that you've already heard about multiple times. Throughout the interview, he kept on reappearing and reappearing. It's Deborah's father.
I had my mother and my father, obviously, main influences in my life, but they were, my father graduated from high school, my mother did not. So they weren't able to really help me understand what was out there for me. On the plus side, my father, most positively influential in my life, allowed me to understand that it didn't matter where I came from. It didn't matter what I had or I didn't have. What mattered was that I continued to work towards my goals.
From being a poor girl in East Toledo, Deborah's goals grew as she grew. She has a BFA from the Columbus College of Art and Design, her master's in education from Bowling Green State University. She is a member of the Portrait Society of America and is represented by the Toledo Museum of Art, Collector's Corner Gallery in Toledo, and the Fuller Art House. She's a teacher, a collaborator, and is featured nationwide in numerous hospitals, buildings, and in corporate collections, including Facebook. The journey has not been predictable, but Deborah would never change a thing.
No, that's half the fun of the journey of life. If you have this map that you follow A, B, C, D, don't you think it just kind of takes maybe some of the excitement and mystery out of life? So no, I wouldn't influence my younger self, because I am the person I am today because of everything I've been through. It's life. Life happens, and you do what you have to do what you want to do.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.